Belinda Audio and the O'Brien Press present this unabridged recording of The Guns of Easter, written by Jared Whelan and read by Stephen Hogan. Dedication. This book is dedicated to Niamh Lynch, Burr, County Offaly, and to Washeen Barrett, Oceanside, California, USA. Part 1. A Boy and His City. Chapter 1. Jimmy Conway. It was still only twilight in the streets outside, but in the high hallway of the tenement house, night had fallen long ago. There were no lights in the hall, and it was pitch black. Jimmy Conway had often made this journey in the dark. In some ways he preferred it, because he couldn't see the shabbiness and dirt. He moved quickly and quietly now up the dangerous stairs, avoiding the missing treads and the loose banisters. Sometimes drunken people slept on the stairs, and you'd have to step over them. But tonight, Jimmy heard no snores, and was glad of it. He kept going until he stood outside the door of his own home. Then he stopped, and stood silently, looking and listening. There was no sound from inside, and no light showed around the ill-fitting door. That was good. Ma was due to go and see Mrs. Doyle tonight about getting some work. Sometimes the nuns in the convent gave Mrs. Doyle a bit of washing to do. It was the only money the Doyles had. If there was a big batch of laundry, Mrs. Doyle would let Jimmy's ma do some of it. The work wasn't regular, and the money wasn't good, but every penny was welcome. It was more than a matter of money.
"You can't trust just anybody with the holy nun's washing," Mrs. Doyle would say. "But you could trust Lily Conway with your own life, because there's no more respectable nor decent woman going."
Hearing her say this was worth gold to Jimmy's ma. It helped her keep her head up, she said, when her heart was dragging. Ma's heart seemed to be dragging a lot lately. It was the reason Jimmy was glad she wasn't home. He wouldn't put it past some of the local gossips to come and tell her lies about him just for the sake of passing scandal. Some of them had nothing better to do. Obviously, no gossips had come. If Ma had heard about the old man and thought that Jimmy was involved, it would have broken her heart. She'd have stayed home to wait for him, and he'd have heard her crying before he even went in. She wouldn't beat him, but the crying would be worse. When she cried, he felt like begging her to hit him instead. It would hurt less.